Civil War engineers were simply running out of names. But that doesn't mean the forts here were not important. It's a place where the Union troops simply named their forts for the letters of the alphabet. And it's brought to you by VisitCape.com. Plan your adventure today to the place where the river turns a thousand tales, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, nutjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. As Frank Nickel explains, this city was a strategic location during the Civil War.
Well, Cape Girardeau, of course, is on the first high ground north of the great Mississippi River Delta.
Capturing Cape Girardeau would open the stage to challenge St. Louis to the north. The Union began to protect their position.
John C. Fremont, later Henry Halleck, sent troops to Cape Girardeau to fortify. They came with spades and shovels. I always tell people that in the Civil War, the spade was as important as the rifle.
They dug trenches and earthworks, defending the route up the river.
So Cape Girardeau was fortified with a series of earthen forts, and engineers, not being very romantic, named them Forts A, B, C, and D.
Cape Girardeau was challenged in May of 1863. The fortified positions handily turned back the Confederate approach. The Union presence here kept the area relatively peaceful.
The 1st Wisconsin Cavalry, about 1,100 strong, was one of the most educated units in the entire Civil War. They occupied this community, and as a result of it, provided educated, disciplined, rational military occupation. Could have been otherwise. I think we benefited from having this particular unit made up of students and faculty members from the University of Wisconsin.
Fort Dee still stands guard over this city. A Civil War reenactment will highlight the 150th anniversary of the fort later this summer. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by VisitCape.com. In Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.